Well, good evening, guys, and it's another Friday night. And as usual, I'm having a few beers. But there's a big difference. I'm not drinking Moretti, or San Miguel, or Peroni. I'm drinking Corona Extra. Arriba! No, I didn't stick a slice of lemon in it. I'm not that type of guy. If I'm gonna stick anything in it, it'll be a whiskey chaser. I'm on my second one, and the jury is out. And a few more, I'll let you know what I think. Now, I've got a news item tonight, but it's a very sad one. And I'll put the link down below. As you can see, this is a Femon. Quite a young Femon. But as usual, they got the filters on, loads of makeup, and she obviously thinks herself the best thing since chalk and cheese. She is the most important thing to herself. That's the feeling I get when I look at this picture. But this Femon has been accused of murdering her newborn baby, which she had when she was just 15. So apparently she thought she was having period pains, so she took a warm bath, but then went into the living room and had the baby. She said it just popped out, and apparently the baby's gone nearly to full term. So she didn't even know she was pregnant. Nobody else knew she was pregnant. I suppose it's possible, although very unlikely. Apparently she had the baby and then suffocated it with cotton wool because she couldn't stand the baby's crying. She actually texted her brother, could he please take this black plastic bag out to the garbage? It was just sick in it from last night. But her mother actually got the bag and looked inside and was horrified. It was a dead baby. The paramedics were called, but the baby was already dead. They found cotton wool so far down in the baby's throat that they had to use an autopsy to find it. And basically, the baby suffocated. There were other injuries to the baby's head as well. And while at the hospital, the policeman heard the Femon say she didn't like the baby's crying. She says she tried to clean the baby's mouth and throat with cotton wool. She doesn't remember shoving it in there that deep. But there also were injuries to the baby's head where it had been squeezed. She's trying to play the innocent Femon who didn't know anything about anything. Funny, because she knows about sex, at least quite some time ago. And why would you dispose of a baby in a black plastic bag just throwing it in the bin? Notice how she couldn't even do it. She got her brother to do it, by the way. Anyway, the trial is continuing. I can't say what really happened, but something doesn't seem too kosher here. And by the way, the baby was a boy. Maybe that played a part, I don't know. But it's the way she was going to dispose of it, I believe, is very telling. Let's face it, the baby would cramp her style. And how did the cotton wool get so far shoved in to the baby's airways? How did the baby's head get damaged? A doctor who examined the baby said the baby would have survived with treatment with those head injuries, but the suffocation is what killed the baby. So what do you people out there think? Is there something not quite right about her story? Why would they take her to trial if they didn't believe she killed the baby? If you take a look at the picture of this Femon, she bears a mark of the modern Femon with the ring in the nose. Whether she did it or not, she certainly won't admit it either way. I don't believe she's telling the truth, guilty or not. For some reason, while I'm drinking this Corona Extra, I'm getting an urge to go lie in a hammock somewhere and fall asleep. It's funny, because with Peroni, all I wanted to do was grow a moustache. Take it easy, fellas.